StopYourHealthNow.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. What's shaking in your backyard? Ooh, there's a lot going on in the United States. And there's a lot not going on in Washington. Super Committee, forget about it. They're not going to cut that spending out because they can't even agree on times to meet. They're meeting in little clusters here and there. So ridiculous. A complete waste of time. Look for that automatic trigger to fall. But first, look for it to be punted into December. And that's what's going to happen. Oh, give us more time, please, please, please. Time is precious here on America Tonight, so if you want to get your say on any or all of it, take a big bad bite out of it, so to speak, feel free to give us a call here at 800-259-5791. By the way, the guy who shot at the White House that they picked up, they found the abandoned car and the rifle and all that stuff, he is going to be charged with, or he was charged with, the assassination attempt of a president and a member of the White House. So how about that? That means life. Although I'm thinking probably by the time you goes through the whole court scenario, they're going to really push for that whole insanity plea thing. All right, quickly, let's go to Ken right off the bat here in Connecticut. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for hanging through. What's on your mind?
I was thinking, why don't all these demonstrators go down to Washington, D.C., go down to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because between Holder and all the stuff that we've gone through, that's why we're in this mess right now. And, you know, it's not all the Wall Street people. It's him right now. I mean, we're $4 trillion in debt over the last 3 years.
I know, $15 trillion deficit. That's crazy. I agree with you. That's what I always say. I mean, listen, Ken, you're right. Occupy means occupy Washington. It means occupy the individual areas around the people who represent you in Congress. Do that in your state, in your home states, if you can't get to Washington. To me, that would be more effective. Absolutely, I agree.
I think these people are just followers. I don't think they're really, you know, they're leading anything. I think they're following. You know,
yeah, following the idea that, hey, everybody's out there downtown.
Yeah, everybody's out here, so yeah. I might as well be out here too, you know. And oh, somebody's in some city, so I'll go to my city and such, and you know, wherever, you know. My uncle, he lives right outside of Houston. I wonder if it's going outside there. I don't know if it's going on there too. I know it's happening in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yeah, it's not just, it's Bridgeport, it's New York, it's Chicago, it's Portland, it's Houston, it's Dallas, absolutely. And just take Occupy and put in front of any city, Raleigh, Durham, and you got it, Ken. You and I totally agree, brother. Thanks for the call. Absolutely. I think that there is, and listen, in my own life, people are arguing with me about this, that I'm crazy and why can't I see it, and it's a rising up against the man and whatever. I don't agree, because it's misplaced in where it's happening, number one. And what's, you know, we keep asking that of the politician, what's the end game here? It's to affect change, right? Izzy in Missouri, Heda.
Hi, Kate. I have forgotten all about your question on, you know, go through your house and look for things made in China.
Yeah.
And I got so obsessed with that because I'm so anti-Chinese made products.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one thing.
Good for you.
I retract that. I have some plastic tubs, and you can't find those anywhere hardly made in America, but other than, because I store my fabric in them. But as far as anything else, appliances, little appliances, whatever, I have one thing, and I bought it cheap because my kids were paying for it for a Christmas present, and they did not want, and I didn't want them to spend, you know, a lot of money on a new recliner. So I went to Six Lots and the damn thing was made in China.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought, but you know what? I've had it, what, 6 years, and it's still okay. Because I sleep in a recliner because of my back.
Oh, sure.
And I just thought, I went through my whole house, and I thought, that woman's going to make me crazy looking at stuff. And I thought, is this? But I've always been conscious about stuff made in China. One year, my daughter gave me a beautiful electric fry pan, and I just loved it. Looked at the box, and I went troping back to Walmart, and I slammed it right on the counter, and I said, I don't do Chinese made. And they put it on a gift card.
Yeah, there you go.
But I did. I went to my whole house, because my stereo is old. I love my stereo, and I just pray it lasts as long as I do, because it's not made in China.
Yep.
And
yeah,
it works wonderful.
See, good for you, but you're a rare gem, Izzy, because you're trying to not buy things in China. You're conscious about it, made in China. But most people are sleepwalking, and they're trying to get the cheapest deal they can. They don't have a lot of money to spend, whatever, and they're in a rush. So they're running through a Target, through a Walmart especially, through wherever, and they're snatching things up, the dollar store, and they're not thinking about that.
You know what else I have done? I decided, okay, I don't agree with these Wall Street people, these Occupy people. I think they're all a bunch of idiots. Truly, I do. Because I lived through the hippie movement. I lived through Resurrection City in D.C.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was there. And I thought, y'all are a bunch of fools, and you need to just go home because you're not accomplishing a damn thing. But what I started doing was I made up these little, it's on a heavy stock piece of paper, Made in America website. And I actually started sneering at people when I go to the store, because Walmart has run just about everything out of our town.
Oh, I bet.
And I just handed it to them, and I said, you know what? Okay, so what? You're going to pay shipping. Big deal. But it's made in America, and most of the sites I go to are non-union. I look for those, too. And I have found some wonderful things, like new jeans out of Texas,
mm-hmm.
made in America. They're mm-hmm. awesome. They have a great fit, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, all you lazy people out there, start looking online, because most people have a computer these days. You know, go to Made in America websites or Made in the USA and look for these products. A lot of them, by the way, do have free shipping. And I don't understand why people aren't doing this.
Yeah, I agree with you. There is ways around it. There is things that you can find that are made in America, but you really have to try. You have to put the effort into it, like
you've
done.
Well, go to your store.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, do you have to have something brand new and pretty if it's
no.
just a functional piece of stuff?
No.
Because I haven't bought anything in years. My microwave died. But it was like 20 years old. And that was 3 years ago. I have not replaced it because I have not really missed it. I've just gotten used to doing without it.
Right, right. So you don't have to have another one.
As something dies, I'm like, oh, my television died. Finally died. And I thought, well, hell, I can't even watch movies now because I didn't have TV anyway. I just watched movies. Well, it finally died, and I said, I'm not replacing it if I cannot find one made in America. And I also asked, how many of the parts inside this television are made in China?
A lot.
And they look at me like, huh?
Yeah, they're not going to be able to tell you that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they can tell you. They actually can.
But they're not going to.
Well, they will.
You go
or
to
they
Best Buy or wherever they are. Yeah, I agree. I agree. You cracked me up, Izzy. Good for you. Bravo. Thanks for the call. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, another version of Nail the Score. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Well, it's safe to say we know it's not going to be Denver and the Jets as the game of the week this time around. Why? Because there was a Thursday night game. Tim Tebow really rallied the Broncos past the Jets, and the Jets fans are tearing their hair out trying to figure out what to do with these Jets who go 5-5. The Broncos are 5-5 too. And this happened, you know, in the final minutes of that game. But that one is off the board because it's already been played. So what's left? There's a whole bunch of good games actually in store this week. I was looking ahead of time at some of the games, and you have a couple that I like, and so who knows if the computer will actually pick it, including the Raiders game, because the Raiders are starting to get it together, the Raiders and the Vikings, but the Vikings have kind of gotten it together a little bit, or am I just dreaming? Because they certainly don't have the big numbers. They're 2-7 on the season, but that could be an interesting one, especially since it's in Minnesota. How about the Bengals and the Ravens? They're both 6-3. How about the Cowboys and the Redskins? The Cowboys are going in a different direction, and the Redskins are going in the opposite direction. The Cowboys have actually turned it around. That could be a good one, too. Or the Chargers and the Bears. I know a lot of people that are excited about that game. I'm not so sure, because Phillip Rivers with the Chargers hasn't shown much. Everybody's waiting for him to have a big turnaround, and this is in Chicago territory. Anyway, lots of games, lots of possibilities, including the Titans and the Falcons. They're both 5-4. So without further ado, Donovan Madsen, let that computer rip. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. I love the Sunday night game normally, but the Eagles make me sick to my stomach. The Eagles are playing the Giants. The Giants are 6-3. The so-called dream team, the Eagles, are 3-6. They find new ways to lose football games every single week, and especially they cannot hang on to a lead to save their lives. The people in the city of brotherly love aren't liking what the Eagles are showing either. So this game going into the season probably looked like it was pretty good. Wow, this could be a good matchup. NFC East, two teams that probably will be in it. And I don't know, that's going to be such a good game. I am picking the Giants in this game. I think the G-Men, especially it's in New York. I mean, look, it's just right down the turnpike. But I think the Giants win this one pretty easily. I think it's going to be a score of 27-21. And I'm giving the Eagles 21 points, but I think that that's a touchdown they throw on at the end of the game. So in other words, really the Giants control the clock more and the Giants maybe blow a few opportunities, but really they're on cruise control, even though the score doesn't reflect it perhaps, because at the end they get that cheap touchdown. 27-21. So the game of the week, Eagles and the Giants. Just for fun, a couple of quick things. The Giants are favored by 5 in this. The Giants by 5. In the NFC East, it's, well, really, the NFL in general this year has been tough to predict with some of the matchups that, like I say, if you were looking at this ahead of the season, you would have picked out a few games that you would have thought would have been interesting or games that would have been hard to predict. And this probably would have been a hard to predict game, but I think the Philadelphia has made it pretty predictable. Now that I've said that, watch, they'll probably come back and we'll be stunned by what the final score is. Here's the scoop, folks, if you've never heard of it before. It doesn't matter if you don't like football, if you don't know football. It's just like hanging out with your great aunt and you're playing bingo, only you have to pay for bingo. This is free. So you just call up, who do you think, Eagles or the Giants, and what do you think the final score is going to be? Whatever it is. It can be any numerical guess, and trust me, there have been some odd, crazy numbers that have finished and ended up on the scoreboard when the game is finished. 800-259-5791. I know some of you are working, and I get emails from you. Trust me, I get those emails, and I'll make sure I plug in those emails. In fact, we'll read a bunch of them. You have to do it at the same time when people are calling, because it wouldn't be fair. But americatonight.net, click on the email, and you are in, and we'll make sure that we get you locked and loaded. All right, our first victim this time around is Phil in Missouri. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how we go? How we doing tonight?
Good. I bet you're going to pick the G-Men, too, right? The Eagles are crap.
Yeah, I think Michael Vick's gone to the dogs, so to speak.
I like that.
I'm going to pick Giants 38-17.
Ooh, so that's, you're showing that in the spread, 38-17. All right, I like the point total. That's good. Good luck to you, Phil.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, and that's the Sunday night game. So I've said it enough times. To me, the Sunday night game is the best because whatever you've done during Sunday, maybe you have a family, you couldn't really sit there like your old college days or when you're just hanging out with your buddies and you could watch football without anyone interrupting you. You have other things you have to do, so you're sporadically catching the games. But Sunday night, usually you can always watch the game, so, you know, uninterrupted space, so to speak. And that's why I like it. You kick back and it's perfect. So now we got the Eagles and the Giants, and this is an NFC battle, sort of. Would have been a battle. Would have been more interesting if it had been the Cowboys this time around, which the Cowboys have to play New York in December. Well, they play New York once in December and then the last game of the season. That could end up being the more interesting, I think, of the contest of the NFC East. All right, let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Jay!
What's happening, Kay?
You are cruising, and you are picking the boys.
I have to go with the Giants.
Yeah, of course.
What's the point spread? 5.
The point spread is 7.
Oh, it is 7. Wow, that went up. I was going to say 27-20, so I'm going to stick with it.
27-20. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's 5. It is 5.
Oh, I'm still going 27-20.
27-20.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're a touchdown better.
All right, you're just kind of like what I'm thinking, except for that I think they tack on the one at the end. But 27-20. I just can't even. I can't even stand to watch the Eagles, so I might have to just tape it or something and go through and look at some of it. Jay, good luck. I hope you win.
Remind the winners: BP gas card or a $100 bill or cabin rental place.
Well, yeah, as Jay is saying, thanks, Jay. He ponied up for us. $50 of a gas card, so if you're a winner, that goes into the prize pack. You could get that, or you could rent one of the cabins that he's got in the Smoky Mountains, and he'll put $100 on the table. That'd be nice. I'd like to rent some place and walk in and have $100 on the table. That's your food money. There's some food money there. There's some iced tea money. 800-259-5791. We have a bunch of people that are also emailing us, too, and we'll go to those. There's one from the there's one that we get here from Mike. Hello, Mike. Mike, who says, here's my best guess. He's actually picking the Eagles. How about that? From the Bluegrass State. He's picking the Eagles, 24-21 over the Giants. Ooh. All right. He's alone on that island so far. Rick in Kentucky, hello. Rick. Did Rick fall asleep? Oh, Rick in Illinois, I'm sorry. Rick in Illinois, what do you say?
Hello, this Nailin' Palin time?
Yes, are you picking the Giants?
Yeah.
What's the score?
I think she's ready to kill some more people again.
What's the score? Yes, what's the score that you're picking the Giants?
Okay. I know you're down south, so I say this real slow.
Okay.
Eagles 13, Giants 24.
I like how you always say it backwards.
I said I'd tell you real slow.
I know.
You're down south.
What in Illinois is that what they teach you how to say? Do your sports people say that? I know some good sports guys that come out of there, like my old pal Bob Archuleta. He came out of there, and he didn't say the scores backwards, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
All right, so the Giants 24-13. Thanks, Rick in Illinois.
Yeah.
There is a Rick in Kentucky, by the way. 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power. The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it to you, call for more. I like
looks
to
like
make
Mike from the Bluegrass State is the only one picking the Eagles 24-21. How about the rest of you? Who do you like for Nail the Score here on America Tonight this week as we get closer and closer to the end of the season? 800-259-5791. So is it Philly or is it New York? What's that score going to be? If you win, you win bragging rights and a whole bunch of loot from America Tonight. Eli Manning, the quarterback for New York, wasn't willing to throw Philly under the bus just quite yet either. Here's what he had to say.
You know, you're playing a talented team, a team that plays physical football, and you know they've lost a few games, but you know they've been until the very end. They've been right there. They've had a lot of games, you know, decided by, you know, 3 points, 2 points.
Which is true, except for that it's ridiculous. Like I said, they find ways to lose, and they're not protecting the leads. So in the second half of this game, that's when New York probably will stomp all over Philadelphia, right? Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How about 0-0 and Manning and Vic get knocked out?
You wish.
Can't stand either of them. I can't believe you picked this game. Anyway. Hey, by the way, real quick, you were talking about that guy who shot at the White House?
Yes.
Hey, you know, Obama's really, I didn't think Obama was in that big of trouble, but I guess he really is. Because you said this guy was from Idaho Falls, but I wonder if he was an illegal alien from Mexico via Idaho Falls.
Ooh.
Oh, man, if the illegal aliens are shooting at the president, he's really in trouble, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I haven't heard that from anyone, but, yeah, who knows? No, I don't think so. I don't think he is, but I don't want to say for sure.
And he was an American citizen, huh?
I think. But it was so crazy. Here's the big thing in that story to me, is that nobody noticed it. It could, like, was days later by the time they saw, oh, here's a bullet. There's a there's some casings.
Well, you'd think all the windows in the White House had some kind of electronic, you know.
Exactly, panel. Sensor or something where you would know that, yes.
Like if the window broke, you know, the alarm would go off, you know.
Right.
Kind of spooky, but anyway.
I think so.
Hey, so let's go 24-17 for the Giants. So I think they're going to give you the knockout blow. I wanted to be the ones to do it in Dallas, but I think the Giants are going to, I think they really got the Eagles on the ropes. So.
All right, 24-17, the G-Men. Thanks, Don. Have a good weekend. 800-259-5791. Dave in Vermont, he likes the G-Men 28-17. So far, I mean, really, like I just said, everybody's all about the Giants. Jim in Indiana. Hey, Jim.
Hey, hello, Kate. I got to go with the other fellow, Eagles 24, Giants 21, because I think Eli is going to get hurt or taken out at the bottom of the first or top of the second. And I'm going to say that they're probably going to lose two good defenses of the Giants before the second half, which will give the Eagles the edge.
All right, but you can't pick the same score, so you can make it similar. So what do you want?
Oh, I don't want to give them too much more. Let's see, we have to go 21-10.
21-10. Eagles 21-10. Got it. Ooh, we'll see. We'll see.
All right.
Two Eagles. All right, Jim, enjoy the game. You'll probably be watching.
All right.
Kicking back, see if you're winning those prizes. Think if you're getting that gas card from Jay or that $100. Smoky Mountains. This time of year would probably be fun in the Smoky Mountains. Can you beat it if you're in the mountains somewhere, anywhere? Can't really. I don't think so. I have had the pleasure of being in some pretty cool places in the mountains. Even the Poconos. People used to dog on the Poconos because they rip it for being the cheesy honeymoon place with the heart-shaped tubs. But that's not true. There's some awesome places in the Poconos. Even during the winter, there's great places to snow ski there. Jack Frost, that's where we used to go. 800-259-5791. Here's one from Ella in Vermont. I wonder if Ella knows Dave. Ella says, I like the Giants, Kate, 45-25. I hope that's not too big of a spread, but I think they'd probably pull away with it. A lot of people in Vermont pull for the Giants. I thought a lot of people in Vermont also liked the Patriots. But, yes, I think there is also a lot of Giant fans. Because, of course, in Vermont, you don't really, quotes, have a team. What if Vermont had a team? Everybody in the state. It's like when you have college football teams. I used to live in Nebraska. That was my first job out of school. And the people were great. People in Nebraska saw the earth. But they would come from everywhere to go see the Cornhuskers play. It's such a big state, and Nebraska is the big thing. You know, the Nebraska football team. So no matter how far out they had to come in, people would do it. They'd clog up the hotels or drive 6 hours in one day, 3 hours there, 3 hours back. And it was just amazing to see the distances that so many would cover, because they could certainly watch it on TV, but no pro football team. And in Vermont, you just adopt someone else. And a lot of times, because of the proximity, it's the Giants. Okay, so 800-259-5791, or like Ella, you can send me an email at americatonight.net. Just there's like a drop down for the email. Click on that, and you're there. It's that easy. So which Michael Vick do we see? Michael Vick, if you looked at his numbers, he's got 21, almost 2,200 yards and 11 touchdowns, but they keep finding ways to lose games where they have an edge, where they have a lead, and they lose it by a couple of points, by a kick. It's a team that really shouldn't be having the record that they have. They shouldn't have that record. They should have a much better record. And their numbers, it's weird, in rushing yards, they're first overall, over 171. And then you break down the other statistics on them. In fact, I looked at I went back just to remind myself, and I looked back at the scores. You know, there was the loss to Buffalo, 31-24. That was a brutal loss. There's your one-point loss the week before that to San Francisco, 24-23. There was the Atlanta loss. That's when they had four in a row, 35-31. So they stomp on St. Louis in the opener, which that was a layup. And then proceed to reel off four losses in a row before they barely beat Washington. They kill the Dallas Cowboys. Then they have a tight loss to Chicago, 30-24. And then last week, Arizona. You got to be kidding me, 21-17. So I can't say it any clearer. They find ways to lose games. Now they're at New York, and then they go up against New England. They're hosting New England. There's another team that has a little bit of a mystery edge to it, too. But I don't expect the Eagles to be there in the end. They have to clear the board pretty much. And I don't see them clearing the board, especially their schedule. They have a couple of what should be layups, but then they're just, this is it. If they lose this one, that's it. They're done. If they win it, small opportunity that they could get into the playoffs, but I wouldn't lay money on it. Let's put it that way. Here's one from Sam. He emails us from the great state of Maine. How about that? I don't know if I've ever even gotten an email ever from Maine. Sam likes the Giants. He says, go blue. And the final score, 39-21. Chris in Connecticut. Hello.
Hi, Kate.
How are you, Chris?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you going with New York?
Well,
you are.
They're playing Philly, right?
They're playing Philly, and it's in New York. It's at the Meadowlands.
So
you got to think.
I'm going to go with New York. And I won with Philadelphia last year.
I remember, which is so cool. Okay, so you say Giants, and what is the final score?
27-17.
Hey, what do you think of the play of your Patriots? It's kind of unpredictable.
Oh, what a game. Oh, my God. Well, I can't believe it.
I can't either. You know, they're tough. They're a tough team to pick against, and they're a tough team to pick.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's hard to... Maybe it's just the NFL in general this year because we didn't think we were going to have it. Then they had the hurry-up training camp. So maybe that's what it is. I'll blame it on that. It's a mystery as to who's doing what. I mean, it's on any given Sunday we know that anything can happen. But I wouldn't have predicted the Patriots. You know what the most predictable team to me is? The Green Bay Packers. They're just rolling.
Who won tonight?
Tebow and Denver, a last-minute comeback. They beat the Jets 17-13.
Get out.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a get out, isn't it? Tebow seems to be the guy. He had 104 yards. He was 9 for 20.
Oh, my God.
He did carry one in, though. He did get that one big touchdown that he needed. So how about that? I was looking at the time of possession. It was off in the beginning, but that's what happened. They came back at the end. So in the final minutes, they ended up beating New York, and now they're leveled at five apiece. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Chris, good luck.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I know there's a lot of people that listen to us, actually, that Chris isn't alone in that are Patriot fans, that are big Patriot fans. Like I said, to me, the team that's just rolling, I mean, they're 9-0, the Packers, and they look like the Super Bowl team, don't they? I mean, Aaron Rodgers has almost 2,900 yards, 28 touchdowns. It's predictable. They look really, really good. They've got Tampa Bay, so they're going to be 10-0. 800-259-5791. Light them up. Last chance.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately?
Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Reminder from the staff of America Tonight. It's Turkey Day next week, so Thursday, you can bet there's no sports shorts Thursday into Friday. Instead, it's going to be on Wednesday. Mark it down, Chris and Rick and Dave and Mike and Jim and Phil and Don and Jay. And I don't know what happened to Rick in Kentucky. And Dr. E, I think his car finally broke down, because we haven't heard from Dr. E in 2 weeks. And he is Steady Eddie. He is always calling in this show. So I'm thinking for Nail the Score that his car fell apart and he's on a skateboard somewhere. So any of you see him in Kentucky, please pick him up. We don't want him skateboarding home. This is it. This is your last chance to get in on the action. And the action is simple. Giants or Philly, what's the score going to be? We'll see if you have bragging rights at the end of the week. I hope so. It's a Sunday night game. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Also, you can email us at americatonight.net. I've got a bunch of those. I'm going to go to those in a second. But first, for grins, especially since this is a big international competition, let's go to sports shorts. If you like match play and golf, especially with the overriding theme of us against them, you understand why the President's Cup, featuring pro golfers from the U.S. versus the rest of the world, has become so popular. That's next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
17 years ago, the inaugural President's Cup was launched. It's similar to the Ryder Cup, which has been around since the 20s, in that it's held biannually. It features non-playing captains and it's match play format. Biggest difference is the President's Cup has 6 extra matches. Scoring's easy, whether it's doubles or singles, all matches are worth a point. 17.5 points wins. The 4-day tournament alternates from courses in the U.S. and abroad. This time it's in Melbourne, Australia. There's always a lot of speculation about the picks. Fred Couples, the U.S. captain this time around, used his free pick to go with Tiger Woods for his 6th appearance, while the international skipper, Greg Norman, went with a lot of Australians. Both are being criticized. It just adds to the drama and will probably attract more TV viewers this weekend. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. All right, so it has added to the drama, and I don't know how many people have been watching this. Maybe into the weekend more people would click into it. Because the Ryder Cup, as I said, there is usually the bigger thing. But the President's Cup has Tiger Woods and has Fred Couples as the captain and Greg Norman on the other side. And it's being played in Australia. So there's a lot of things that would be interesting, I think, to some people. I guess if you don't like golf and could care less about international competition, like I said, the us's and the them's, then maybe you don't care, and maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know, though. I still think that there is some of that American pride, and like the Olympics. Why do we watch the Olympics? It's not just necessarily for the thrill of the competition. I think it's because of that. We want to beat the other guys. So in the President's Cup right now, the U.S. is up 7-5. So they're up just a couple of points. And anything can happen in these next couple of days. It could flip around. A lot of times the last 2 days things switch, or even down to the wire the last day. And as I mentioned there, you play singles and you've got doubles too. And so with the third day, I think Tiger, his losses, but three didn't help, but three U.S. teams did win. So Tiger turned out not to be so great of a pick for Fred Couples. And they had some pretty tough conditions there. I did tune in a little bit, and it was pure wind. It was like, just picture this, even if you can't stand golf, you're standing out there, you got a club in your hand, you do know how to swing the club, and you're in a machine, a wind tunnel. You're in a wind machine, and you can't forget it. You're not connecting to the ball. You're not connecting to anything. Nothing's working. And that's what was happening a lot in this. The ball was moving. It was really tough to figure out what was going on. But the bottom line is Saturday is big because you got 10 points at stake on Saturday, and there is a couple of points that are falling in the favor of the United States, whether they end up closing the gap and they win the President's Cup in Melbourne or not, you know, who knows. And the pairings have been pretty, I think, pretty interesting for the U.S. And Dustin Johnson and Tiger Woods are paired for, again, for day three. So he switched things around there. And we'll see if they end up bringing home the President's Cup. All right, we're talking about nailing the score here right now on America Tonight. We do it each and every week in the third hour. This time around, the computer randomly picked an NFC battle that should have been a battle, and I don't know that it's going to shape up to be that or not. The Eagles have had a rough time of it. The Eagles taking on New York in Giants territory. Most people picking the Giants. We have some more people that have sent us emails. Here's one from John in Austin, and John says, I had a tough time actually picking this, Kate, because sometimes when a team comes off of a loss, I think there's momentum to come back and win, especially in a division rivalry like this one. But I'm going to go with my gut. I think the Giants do win it, and I think the final score is 38-31. How about that? We had a couple of other people that thought it might be high and guessed into the 30s. Like Phil in Missouri, he was our first guy out. He said 38-17, though. So, wow, 38-31, you're talking about almost 50 points then between those two teams. Here's another one. This is from, this is from Zach in New York. Don't know if that's Zach Martin, my old pal. But Zach in New York, he says, hey, Kate, I think in this one it's the G-Men all the way, although I will tell you I am clouded by my love for all things Giant. The Giants win this. The final score is going to be 27-7. I think that the Eagles are just plagued by mistakes and can't ever really seem to get back on track. So mark it down, 27-7. Hope you're doing well. All right, thanks, Zach in New York. This one's from Steven, who says, nail the score. This is not the game of the week, but I will play along. I've heard you do this for a couple of weeks, and I'm going to call in hopefully next week. But this time I'm going to say the Giants win, and I think the final score is 17-12. Woo, 17-12 would mean huge defense from both clubs and offense not really kicking it in very much for Eli Manning or for Michael Vick, who sometimes is amazing to watch because he'll scramble for yards and get those first downs himself when he can't find anyone open. But this Eagles team is a team that has a lot of trouble closing games out. So if they get to the point where that they're really close with the Giants, and that's the reason why I picked the Giants, my money would definitely be on the Giants. If you're just watching what's been happening to Philly, it seems like everybody in the whole stadium, whether they're on the road or at home, can call what's going to happen next. It's like Andy Reid. Everybody has his playbook or something. It's crazy. Sneaky from Missouri. I like that nickname. Sneaky says, I have to go with the Eagles. I think all of you are wrong that are picking the Giants. That's the obvious choice. That's why the line is 5. I'm going to go ahead and claim the title right now. I think the final score is going to be Philly, and I think Philly beats New York. The score is 42-37. Ah, 42. Hurting from the Eagles, but not that much because you're also saying the Giants are right behind them. So what is it, a squeaker of a finish? All right, here's one from Bubba in Texas. Bubba says, how come you didn't pick the Cowboys game? That would have been an interesting one to try to predict. I like the Eagles as much as it pains me because I really hate the Eagles, but I'm going to go against the grain. I say the Eagles win this one, Kate, and I think the final score is 34-17. All right, Bubba gets the last word on this one. I'll go through the emails to make sure we didn't miss anyone. So if you just send it in, don't panic because it always has a time on it. No worries. Good luck to everyone who nailed the score, at least tried to.